Hello, and welcome to episode 0 of Philosophy of X here on the Aspect Network. I'm your host, Alex Batts, and for the next 10 weeks, we'll be taking a journey to examine the world of X-Men through philosophy. This is a major passion project for me, and I wanted to take the time to make a short and sweet episode 0 to get everyone excited and introduced to the general concept of the show. In recent years, two things drastically changed the trajectory of my life: philosophy and the X-Men. Discovering my love for philosophy changed my entire worldview and is the reason that I'm back in school studying for a philosophy degree. It's something I've become incredibly passionate about, and it's something that I think a lot of people could benefit from exploring more. The X-Men, on the other hand, reignited my love for comics in an exhilarating way. I became engrossed in their world, the characters, and the larger themes that are present in so much of their stories. I think there's a large overlap to be found between the two. There are a ton of incredible X-Men podcasts out there, and there are a ton of fantastic philosophy podcasts out there. I want to bring something new to the table. Both the X-Men and philosophy can be considered kind of difficult to get into. If you're not familiar with either, there's a huge breadth of content to look at, and it can definitely be intimidating. Because of that, when I first started formulating the idea for this show, one thing became crystal clear. It needed to be easily digestible. That's what led me to take the bite-sized approach to these episodes. I'm aiming for episodes to be right around 15 minutes long. Some will be a little longer and some might be slightly shorter, but in general, I think that that 15-minute sweet spot will be perfect as an approachable podcast episode for some admittedly pretty dense material. One of the other major conceits I wanted to bake into the format of this show is a seasonal approach. This gives me the opportunity to sit down and fully plan out the season and the topics that I'll cover. I have 10 episodes plotted out for season 1. You'll see these dropping week to week here on the Aspect Network, and I'll take the responses to those into how I eventually come back with season 2. The actual content and structure for each episode will go like this. I'll take one character, issue, story, argument, or question from the X-Men comics and pair it with a relevant philosophical topic. I'll start the episode covering the pertinent information from the X-Men side of things, and then I'll dive into the nitty-gritty of the philosophically relevant ideas. I think that context is crucial, and I want this to be as approachable for everyone as possible. So I'll do my absolute best to be both thorough and concise in exploring and explaining these ideas. As I said at the top, this is the definition of a passion project for me. I deeply love these characters, and I think that philosophy is endlessly compelling. I'm obsessed with learning and want to share what I've learned with others in a fun and engaging way. The X-Men are pop culture icons who remain unique, diverse, and relevant in so many ways, and I can't wait to explore that in the weeks to come. Thanks so much for tuning in to this introductory episode of Philosophy of X, and be sure to sharpen your claws as the season proper kicks off next week with an examination of Wolverine. You can find me online at AP Batman with 2 T's, and please be sure to subscribe here to The Aspect on YouTube and any platform where podcasts can be found. Please give us a like, leave a comment, and turn on that notification bell so you never miss an episode. You can also follow us on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Aspect Co. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.